Race for Renewables, page 2. Penny Money adds, Scotland had an interim target of 31% in 2011. We got the figures at the end of March that confirmed we exceeded the target. We met 35% of our electricity needs from renewables. But Stuart Cameron, Vice President of the Institution of Mechanical Engineers, believes that the 100% by 2020 target is too ambitious. The target for 2020 is very much based on a huge development in offshore wind farms. More than 50% of Scotland's electricity is due to come from wind power under the new plans, up from the 20% generated on a windy day in Scotland today. Cameron says there are several issues with relying on wind. Firstly, the turbines needed for offshore wind farms are far bigger than their land-based counterparts. Offshore wind farm blades can be about 80 metres long and weigh several hundred tons. He adds that blades of this nature are not commercially available and may not be until 2015. Not enough has been done to look strategically at where these will be manufactured, assembled, and shipped. Once available, supplies of around one turbine a day would be needed to meet the 2020 target. As Scotland is not the only country going for wind farms, there could be a supply and demand problems. Offshore turbines are 2 to 3 times more expensive than land-based ones. Installation is another concern. Has anybody looked at the project of installing these? Asks Cameron. The process would require port and shipping facilities to get the turbines out to sea, as well as cranes to lift them onto the base. The logistics of maintenance could be problematic. In addition, the government may run into trouble finding places to put farms. Suitable sites are becoming less and less available, he says. The squeeze comes from local opposition to new wind farm developments and issues from the Ministry of Defence, as the turning blades can interfere with radar. Peter Hughes, Chief Executive of Scottish Engineering, says that the 100% target is nonsense from cuckoo cloudland. Wind turbines have an efficiency of around 25%, he says. What are we going to do the other 75% of the time when the wind doesn't blow? Are the lights going to go out? The solution to securing the electricity supply could be having nuclear power plants to provide a baseline to top up energy levels when the wind is not blowing. Scotland has 2 nuclear power stations that account for around 30% of the country's electricity. Both of them are due to be decommissioned by 2020-2025. And under the renewables commitment, nuclear is not part of the future energy mix. Hughes says it's silly for Scotland to turn its back on nuclear. It is the most efficient way of producing low-carbon energy. But recent developments have seen politicians say that they would not stand in the way of extending the lifespans of nuclear plants, provided it was safe to do so. Without investing in new nuclear, the country could end up buying nuclear power from England or France in times of need, Hughes says. It seems hypocritical. We'll pretend that we are a non-nuclear nation, but we will use someone else's nuclear-generated energy.